A few areas of light snow and rain have evolved across a part of the northern plains and upper Midwest today, but the precipitation is really not significant, and we are not anticipating any kind of meaningful moisture until Friday night going into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The precipitation has been showing up on radar near and north of Grand Forks and extending up to the Canada border. That's really all that shows up on radar, but we have noted that there are a number of areas that are reporting a little bit of a mist in the air and maybe a few sprinkles of rainfall. And there was actually a flake or two of snow that was in the air too in a few spots. During the last few hours, we've been seeing temperatures across the area mostly in the 30s and 40s. So we are cool enough for that snow to occur. This is all leftover precipitation from that snow event that occurred in Saskatchewan and Alberta as well as Montana in the last 24 hours or so. Some significant snow fell in a part of that region, but it has fallen apart, and we will see the remnants of the system continuing to exit out of the region. We will have generally cloud-covered skies over the rest of the day today. Temperatures will peak out in the 40s. We will see a couple of temperatures maybe sneaking up to around 50 degrees in eastern South Dakota and the southwest corner of Minnesota. Tomorrow will be a little bit better day. We should have some breaks in the cloud cover. In fact, we may actually have partly cloudy conditions occurring across the region. That will be welcome, and it will allow for the sun to warm us up a little bit better. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow to be getting into the 50s a little bit more. There will still be a few upper 40s, though, lingering around across parts of the region, and we'll be looking for the day Friday to be the warmest day this week, with temperatures more solidly in the 50s. We do expect to see some potential for rain beginning to develop as we go from Friday night into Saturday morning, and during that time period, we will see the moisture scattering from South Dakota into southwest and west central portions of Minnesota before working its way farther to the northeast as we go forward through the day Saturday. The precipitation will finally end as we go into the day Sunday morning in particular. This particular event is going to be the remnant of a more intensive low pressure system that will bring significant amounts of rain and some wet snow to hard red winter wheat country as we go forward through the next 2.5 days. The system is expected to undergo a considerable amount of weakening, though, as it comes into the northern plains, and so we'll see a tenth of an inch upwards to maybe 6 or 7 tenths of an inch of moisture across the region as it passes through. Now, there's a chance the storm may not weaken quite as fast as anticipated, and we could end up with some greater amounts of moisture, but for right now, we'll leave the forecast alone. Some cooling will occur behind it, but our temperatures will stay warmer than usual on into the first part of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.